We're going to check in on a woman we first met over a year ago. She sells used clothes in Zimbabwe. That's how she pays rent and school fees and buys food. Since then, though, the economy in Zimbabwe has gotten much worse. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has returned to Harare to see how she's doing.
So 32 is the waist.
32 is the waist and 34 is the length.
Fortunate Nyakupinda has parked her hatchback by the side of the busy main road leading to the industrial area in Harare. That's where she sells used clothing for men from the back of her car.
Can give you a discount.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yes. This one, yeah, is going to give me money. I want money from
you. Yeah,
yes, I want money from him.
When we first met just over a year ago, Fortunate Nyakupinda said she was doing steady business. This time round, she's still smiling and she's still friendly, but the 31-year-old is expecting her third child. She's having some health issues and says grappling with Zimbabwe's collapsing economy is taking its toll.
There's no money. Things are not well. Last time it was better. We were able to sell maybe a day, $100. Now we can sell $30 per day. So things are very difficult.
And, says Nyakupinda, she and her husband will soon have an extra mouth to feed.
Yes, I'm pregnant. This one is maybe the third one.
But if the economy is tough, how do you square that?
You can see our mothers, they have plenty, plenty, plenty of kids. But those days, the life was easier for them, but to us, the life is very hard these days.
When I asked Fortunate Nyakupinda who she blames for Zimbabwe's economic woes, her reply is diplomatic. She doesn't want to discuss recent anti-government protests or calls for veteran President Robert Mugabe to go at age 92.
People, they want this government to change. People, they want things to change. I told you that I don't want to talk politics. I don't want to talk about politics, but I want a change, a good change in Zimbabwe. That's all.
Nyakupinda is more expansive about her main concern. That's the introduction of new bond notes, which the Reserve Bank says will have parity with the US dollar. 7 years ago, Zimbabwe abandoned its own currency and relied on mainly the dollar in an effort to tame hyperinflation. But the dollar now is in very short supply, and Zimbabweans are afraid of a return to hyperinflation and several billion dollars they used to pay for a tray of eggs.
We are scared again of those trillions, billions. So people, they are scared to put their money in the bank. They thought maybe if you put your money in the bank, when they introduce those bond notes, all the US dollars will be gone. So people, they are keeping their money in the house.
And then Fortunate Nyakupinda turns to serve a customer.
I'll give you a discount of dollar.
For each trousers.
For each trousers. So you're going to pay two trousers, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll do
that. $18.
So you've done a little business.
Yes, I. He's giving me money. Thank you. Well, let me give you a change.
Thank you, sir.
Nyakupinda buys bales of used clothing for more than $250 each from neighboring Mozambique, so she needs greenbacks for her purchases.
In Mozambique, they don't like bond notes. They only like US dollars. So we have a bit challenges on that one.
She says it's all about survival. Last year, she could manage with $25 a day for her family's needs. Now, she needs a lot more each day, but she's earning less.
We are trying by all means to look to take care of our kids. We are working very hard. And you know, Zimbabweans, we Zimbabweans, we work very hard.
And then it's back to work for Fortunate Nyakupinda, selling the neatly folded clothes in her trunk and charming the customers. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.